Mr. Brock? Mr. Brock, I have good news and I have bad news. The bad news is, last night against The Undertaker, you passed out. The good news is, you eventually woke up. And you probably had a sweet dream. A dream like you actually beating The Undertaker. Brock, you can make those dreams come true. All you have to do is believe! That's it, Brock. Believe. Believe, Brock.
Oh, no! Believe that. I mean, what did Bo Dallas expect?
Goodbye, Bo.
Oh, no!
So, Bo, the Flow Rider rap battle last night was great, and I'm really enjoying the social outcasts, and it must be extra special that you get to do it with Curtis Axel, since I know you're a big fan of Mr. Perfect. What is it about Mr. Perfect that drew you in terms of his style and character?
Well, he's perfect. No, Mr. Perfect Curran, and he was an amazing athlete in after becoming, I was a fan of him before I was a performer, but now that I am a performer myself, watching what he did in the ring is just an amazing thing. And I'm a huge fan of his and everything he did because he was so amazing. And I'm good friends with Curtis Axel and V-Star and the Coop together, and looks like we're taking the world by storm right now. Everything's going great.
Well, I know that Bray went to Troy University in Alabama for college, and Raw comes to Birmingham on Monday. What is your personal familiarity with Alabama, or at least performing in this part of the South?
Oh, I love coming to Alabama. I love anything in the South. South is made for me. I was born in Georgia and raised in Florida, and anything in the Southern area, I just love being there. But Alabama, always been a fan of. And I did take road trips down to see my brother when he was in college, so I have good memories in that aspect. Nothing bad to say about Alabama at all, or Birmingham, for that matter, even better.
Well, now that you've been all over the world with this business, how do you think that background and experience in the South has influenced your wrestling career and your perception of the business?
I mean, it's definitely influenced it, but I mean, you just traveling the world the way we do and seeing the things we get to see, I mean, it's too much almost to handle, and you lose yourself in the places you get to go and see. You got to stop and kind of realize what you're looking at is so beautiful. And, like, we get to go to Europe on several different occasions throughout the year. And I've been to Abu Dhabi twice, and I got to go to Saudi Arabia. And, yeah, I was prepared to travel the world, but when you actually get to do it, it's a whole other feeling.
Well, and as brothers, was it ever a question that you'd get into pro wrestling? I know that you guys wanted to make it your own way, and you have, but I'm curious, which brother started first, and did that seal the deal for the other, or did you both start about the same time?
Oh, no, actually, I started first. I was 18, and I was planning on going to play football in college, and something happened, and I decided not to do that, and I wanted to get into a wrestling business, so I started at 18, and my brother came down to visit to come see my first match in Fort Myers, Florida, when he was playing for Troy, and he came down to visit and saw me perform live and realized this is what he wanted to do, too, so a couple weeks later, he decided he was going to quit college and come down and try to get into the business. So I was the first one to start, actually.
And growing up as you know, brothers and wrestling fans, is it a dream as brothers to one day be tag team champs or to feud like Brett and Owen, or is it possible or part of the plan to do both?
Oh, absolutely. Anything's possible. And, you know, we grew up brothers dreaming about the day we would be tag team champions. And, you know, the future, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, your bit with Brock Lesnar after SummerSlam was amazing. I'm curious, how does a spot like that work? Do you know going into it that he's going to get rough with you, or does he take the time to rehearse and prepare that so that you're all on the same page? Can you sort of walk me through that process?
There's no controlling Brock Lesnar. You have no idea what he's going to do at any moment. He can rip your head off. He's Brock Lesnar. He's a beast, and he does what he wants.
And, I mean, what was that moment, just that segment, what was that like for you?
I mean, it was intense, awesome, and terrifying all at the same time.
Well, as someone who was born in the 90s, you've mentioned growing up dropping people's elbows on mattresses, but as a third-generation wrestler, I'm guessing you had a leg up on the history of the business. I'm curious, what influenced the persona of a guy like Bo Dallas? I know that you said that he was a trial-and-error creation that evolved from NXT, but did anybody from the past influence the character specifically?
I mean, you study and you watch and you learn from other superstars throughout the years, and I grew up being a huge fan of The Rock, and there's tons of superstars that influence the Bo Dallas character, but it's just kind of a development on itself, and through trial and error, what works for me, and I think it's my own creation mixed in with about a million other superstars.
Well, in a recent roundtable between you, Neville, and Samoa Joe, Neville said that it felt weird being left out of NXT as it sort of evolved into what it is, and you guys were such a huge part of that. Do you share that feeling? You've reached the pinnacle in this business, something that you've even called the end game, but do you ever feel compelled to go back to that even after making the main roster?
I mean, I understand what Neville's saying, and yes, of course, it's a feeling as if it's moving on without us, but because we were part of establishing that brand, the NXT, the first live special on the network, me and Neville were the main event in a ladders match for the NXT championship. And that was a pivotal moment in where the brand was going to go. And since then it's only gotten bigger. And we knew we were part of something big. We just didn't know how big, and to see how big it's gotten is amazing. And of course we want to be a part of that, but we always will be. And we're in the WWE. This is the final end game, and I'm happy where I'm at. And, of course, I'll go down and visit NXT, but the WWE main roster is the spot you want to be at.
Well, Bo Dallas, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan, and congratulations on the career so far, and best of luck. Really looking forward to Raw in Birmingham.
Awesome. Me too, and thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a great day.
You too.